You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today we're talking about five techniques for winning clients. This is especially important for you if you're struggling to find new clients for your coaching or other health and wellness business. It tells me one thing if you're going through that, and that is that you might need some help with building strong relationships with people that you don't know, because that is actually part of the key. So today, when we talk about five techniques, they're pretty straightforward and simple, but they're going to help you to really build strong relationships quickly so that you can start winning clients. And I guess that's the preface, is that relationship building is the key. I mean, we all know that winning clients is pretty much essential to your business being viable, to it growing and being successful. But it can also be really challenging at times. It might feel like the market's really competitive and crowded and there's lots of other people doing the same thing as you. So how do you stand out and how do you capture the attention of potential clients? That's where these techniques come in, and these strategies are designed to help you to build those strong, trusting relationships that will ultimately secure your ideal client who stick around and refer others. I guess part of the message for you today is that you're not just going to walk out, apply these strategies and instantly find a client, because it's about relationship building. So the key with these five points is that they're going to help you to build a relationship faster and create the client in a shorter period of time. So the first point, the first technique, is understanding client needs and being able to demonstrate that you do understand their needs and pain points. The essential business habit behind this point of understanding client needs is that every week you're taking an hour or two to research and identify the challenges that your potential clients are facing and the goals they want to achieve and the kinds of solutions they're already buying. This could be online, but even better, live conversations on Zoom, on the phone, or face-to-face, just for the purpose of understanding people and nothing else. And the reason is that when you're gaining this knowledge and doing this so-called market research on a regular basis, if it's a habit that you do in your business, it's also known as social listening, you can more easily tailor your products or services to meet their specific requirements. And that positions your services as extremely valuable. The personalized approach also really demonstrates that you're committed to their success, and that improves your chance of winning those people over as clients in the long term. And a great way to understand client needs is to be curious and to get into the habit of asking people about themselves. One of Stephen Covey's famous seven habits of highly successful people is seek first to understand and then be understood. And I'll talk about this in future episodes of the podcast. Essentially, this point of seeking first to understand and then be understood means asking about them first and listening attentively and reflecting before attempting to convey your own thoughts and perspectives. So it's all about them and not about you. And as a coach, you know that empathetic listening builds trust, and it's a key to having people like you, remember you, and want to know more about you and want to work with you. So the more of those conversations you can have, it's essentially a marketing technique. And those conversations don't have to end in a sale. It's really about you building trust and showing people that you understand and starting to hear the same themes coming up in those conversations. That becomes the foundation of a later relationship that might lead you to a sale. Strategy number two is to build strong relationships. And we all know that strong and meaningful relationships are the foundation of creating new clients. But how do you do that? What's your intentional action behind that? Well, it's about networking events and industry conferences, maybe being active on social media platforms. They're all marketing channels that can help you to find opportunities to connect with people and start building strong relationships. So how do you build a strong relationship when you're at a conference or an event or online? Well, Once again, actively listen to their concerns, ask questions about them, reflect what you hear, offer valuable insights. As coaches, we know how important trust and rapport are. We've mentioned this earlier today. It's the solid foundation for future work. And even better is not just having those conversations, but taking them through into another forum where you can continue the relationship. For some people, that's a newsletter that they have where you can give email updates or personalized messages or Facebook groups or some sort of a live meetup community. Any of those things are ways that you can help stay in touch and build relationships with your customers or potential customers more quickly. The third strategy is really great and something you can do right now. Deliver exceptional value. That's a key to winning clients. And before someone is a client, you can offer them value right away in your resources that are available for free, like ebooks or webinars or free consults or discovery calls. And the goal with those is to help your audience see the challenges and impact of doing nothing and what the reward is if they do choose to take action. So by looking at those two sides, the cost of doing nothing and the reward for taking action, already that's a great piece of value for them because they can see the gaps and decide if they want to do something about it or not. That actual trigger can lead them into buying a service from you. Then when you're working with clients and even practice or pro bono clients, you offer value by helping them to identify the issues they want to solve really specifically and helping them to visualize the outcomes and results they can achieve if they do focus on those areas. And then through the coaching process and your coaching presence, you bring value by being wholly and completely present with them, listening and leaving silence, asking great questions, and helping them to monitor progress and celebrate wins. Your ability to help them through the tough stuff is actually what's valuable to them. So the real value that they get from that process, no matter what your niche is that they'll feel an increase in self-confidence, self-belief, and they'll feel more autonomous and in control of their destiny. So this is actually the value of coaching, and that's why your ability to be with the client and help them overcome the challenges and celebrate the wins is really the key to offering value. Even better if you know them and their challenges specifically, that is the niche challenges. If you coach people this way, then you position yourself as valuable and you increase the likelihood of their great results and of them referring others. So it's not about you giving people tools or strategies. It's about you helping them overcome the challenges and be consistent so they can feel confident, full of self-belief and autonomous. Another way that you can win clients is to offer customized solutions. And what does this mean? Well, when you're at the inquiry or the sales call process, it's about recognizing that the person in front of you is unique and that there's no one-size-fits-all approach that will win them over. So going back to that earlier concept of understanding the needs first, when you ask about them first in that conversation, you can then speak specifically to those challenges and desires when you make your offer and describe your services at the end. That's how you tailor your service. It's in the way you describe it. Why does that work? Firstly, it demonstrates that you listened and you understand them because you're reflecting back what you heard. But secondly, you can show how your particular program can be tailored to their specific needs and wants because you've basically listened to them and adjusted or talked about how your program fits with them. A great tool in this setting is calling on testimonials from others like them. So if you're talking to a particular type of client and you've worked with someone like them before and gotten a great testimonial, you can actually show them that and they can then feel confident that you're the right person to help them in a very personalized way to get those same sorts of results. So the nutshell is if you tailor your solutions to the client in terms of the conversation you're having, they feel more confident in your abilities to help them succeed. And it increases the chance of winning their trust and loyalty. So that's really important. Next is showcasing success stories. This can be a really great way to win clients because nothing speaks louder than tangible results. I often hear coaches saying, I just need to describe what health and wellness coaching is and how it helps people. No, you don't. You want to share how it helps people gain specific success because that's what people are buying, the solution to their problem, not your modality. When you share success stories and case studies of how similar clients overcame their challenges and achieved their goals, then you create trust and certainty. I've just sort of spoken about this, but this is also a separate point on its own. So you can use testimonials, before and after comparisons, and data-driven metrics such as percent of goal success or average change in waist circumference or changes in resting heart rate, whatever else you have that people have measured to showcase the tangible outcomes and the value that you've delivered through coaching. When potential clients see that evidence of your ability to help them achieve positive outcomes, they're more likely to choose your business over your competitors. Let's sum up today's episode. Winning clients requires a strategic approach, and it really combines showing that you understand client needs, building strong relationships, maintaining those relationships, delivering exceptional value, offering customized solutions, and knowing how to customize in that conversation, and showcasing success stories. And guess what? As a coach, you already know how to do these things. It's part of your skill set. So by implementing the techniques I've described, you get to position yourself as a trusted partner who can help them address specific challenges and provide them with meaningful solutions, which are the things they actually want. I guess a key takeaway from this episode is that winning clients is not just about making a sale. It's about establishing long-term relationships based on trust and mutual success. I hope you found this helpful. I'd love any feedback you have on the episode or anything that you've done that's helped you to build relationships more quickly. Let us know in the comments. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.